All right, here we go. Mama,
Brock and Hunter.
Brock and Hunter in the show, morning show. You like that?
Yeah, we just do it. I know exactly who you were as a child. Yeah. I could see you at like 7 years old with a colic up front. And you're freshly shaved, you know, haircut, and just singing on the bus, just random stuff.
Actually, I was a very quiet child. Believe it or not, ask my folks.
Bunch of horses.
I was a quiet child. That's why I'm so vocal now. I just had it all pent up, and now I just need to let it out.
You're like those goody two shoe girls that once they graduate, all of a sudden
Catholic schoolgirl, and now I get to college, and it's
Hey, by the way, just because it reminded me of what you just said there. I ran into a girl yesterday. We were shopping for a little camping trip. She's like, oh, my God, hey, I was listening to you guys on the show the other day, and I was taking my kids somewhere. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, no, I had to turn it off. You guys are pretty bad.
What, just because I talk about the Catholic school girl going to college?
Exactly. She's like, yeah, I love the show. It's just, that was bad timing.
Before we get to topic of the day, I will, any young fellas out there that are on their way to college soon, and I know the world's different right now, but if you ever meet a young lass while you're in college and she says that she went to some kind of preparatory school or a Catholic school, all-girls school, that's the one you want to get to. That's the one that is there to upset her father. All right.
If there is a box with a guarantee sticker on it, that's it right there.
And if you're lucky, she's still got the old uniform. You know, that's what you're going for.
Oh, boy. You're terrible.
I'm just saying, what? Child. What?
Oh, my God. I hope you enjoy life on Earth, because hell's going to suck.
Me and my buddies just used to cruise around the Catholic schoolgirls school, man. Back in high school. That's what we do.
You were creeping everybody out. That's what you're doing. No charger was circling a Catholic school.
Anyway, let's get to it. It is time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Specialite Decatur, Benton Township. And they are hiring now. You can be a part of the Specialite team, a company that's growing, that wants to grow with you. Hit them up, Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. What are some things about modern society that will seem super bizarre to kids and young adults in the year 2050? All right, we're going ahead 30 years, it's 2050. They're going to look back and be like, what the hell were you guys doing?
What are you doing?
It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense.
Wait, so you had to look up stuff on a device?
What?
To get your information?
It's weird. You guys are weird, man.
Wait a second. You put liquid in the thing that you drove? You drove?
That actually, that's what I would say. I think driving is going to be, they're going to look back and be baffled at the fact
like
that
they
had gas
put these
cars.
Vehicles in the hands of you morons. Really?
Yep.
You guys just drove around. Well, you'd hit each other, right?
When you think about it too, trying to explain to future generations, you're like, well, back in my day, I mean, you and I are going to be in our 60s, probably if we have grandkids at that point. It would explain that we literally drove around these vehicles that had flames, controlled explosions under their hood, you know, thousands of revolutions and little explosions. And that's how we got around using this fossil fuel that came from dinosaur bones. They're going to be like, what?
Dude, you're so right.
Is it right?
You're so right. Yeah. You know, and you know what I'm thinking about right now is how many times we've busted on people from like 1910. Like, look at these morons.
No, you bust on people because you think everyone was dumb back then.
Well, they were. Come on. They didn't know anything. Barely. They barely knew anything.
But yeah, trying to explain our driving. I mean, even now it's starting to get a little, you know, a little stone agey when you think about it, because you look at the electric cars that we have coming out, all these alternative fuels. I mean, there's cities that are banning, you know, certain driving restrictions. They're having driving restrictions in the near future, saying, hey, by this year, this is what we're having. We're going green. So, yeah.
God, it's crazy to think about. Now you're blowing my mind here.
Yep. 30 years from now, think about it.
Looking back at us like we're old school. I feel like I'm on top of my game here, Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But no, these futurists.
Think about all the people you've made fun of from back in the day.
Damn
we
it.
Are going to be, in 2050, they're going to look back at you and I and be like, they'll be able to listen to the show and be like, what the hell? What? People listen
you know,
to this
at least
garbage.
I'm not wearing dusty clothes and living to like 32 years old.
Hunter, what are you wearing right now?
A robe.
Exactly.
Damn it. All right, let's go to break. Let me go put some clothes on.
Now that I've depressed you. All right. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What are some things about modern society, where we're at right now, that will seem super bizarre to kids and young adults in 2050? Going to the future. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around.
Brock.
All right. Good morning. 748, Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, yo, yo.
It's a good Friday, man. That's some good conversation.
Yeah, we've been getting deep, man. Getting real deep. Anyway, your topic for the day today, as always, brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. What are some things about modern society that will seem super bizarre to kids and young adults in 2050? We had a buddy hit us up. Mike said snow days. That's
I had to think about that for a second. I'm like, snow days, what? Oh no.
Yeah. And that's kind of, that's a true and very sad fact, because if the planet keeps getting warmer, and maybe we don't have snow days. Snow days were the greatest thing ever.
They were the greatest.
Ever.
Something about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but it was just that feeling. That well, in the moment feeling of not having to go to school that day is just,
Maybe if we don't fix the planet, if we keep this course going where we don't take care of the planet, maybe we'll have like solar flare days where it's like the sun's too hot to go out.
Stay inside!
Sorry, kids. We have a solar caution day today. If you go outside, you'll literally burst into flames. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Or maybe we'll recreate the snow days. We'll make fake snow days where there's just snow machines drive around town and spray snow on everybody.
Or Kim Jong-un will go crazy, launch a new and then we'll have nuclear winter, so maybe we'll have snow days. I don't know.
Yeah, your version sucks.
I know. I tell you, mine are
way better. Mine are like a winter wonderland. You're talking about the earth burning, the scorched earth.
The worry wart in me feels that we're on a collision course for just screwing up this planet. I told you, because it happens. You know, I'm seeing people. I had a person in front of me throw their blunt wrapper out the window. I had a guy in front of me the other day just throw his receipt. And it's like, I'm seeing this all around, because right now there's no ramification. I don't want to go on this tirade, but I feel like my version is more correct. I feel like we're going to end up having to live in like the sewers away from the mutant rat people that are going to take over this world, and the sun's going to be too hot, and the polar bears are all going to be dead. We're screwed.
Hey, you got Mad Max over here, Book of Eli.
I'm going to be sitting on a old like nuclear waste barrel reading stories to my grandkids as we're living in the sewers because we can't go outside.
God. You know, I hope my future is a little bit better than that. I'll tell you that much.
Grandpapa, will you tell us about snow? I don't know why I have weird little grandkids like that. But I remember back before the mutant rat people took over.
We used to make snowmen and put hats and carrots in them.
But I tell you what, that Frosty the Snowman was a real idiot. He always said
happy birthday.
He always thought it was everyone's birthday. He was a moron, but besides that... I digress. All right, what are some other things about modern society that'll seem crazy to people in the future, kids and young adults in the future, 2050? Nicholas said going to Family Video to pick out a movie. That still seems crazy,
man.
Now. To me, that seems stupid.
Shut up.
So
you know what? They just closed them up, right? I'm glad. We're at the visitation, for God's sake. Shape up and show some respect.
No, I'm glad it was a painful death. Because you know what? Blockbuster had the opportunity to buy Netflix for like $1 million.
Did your parents like beat you in a Blockbuster one day or something, dude? What is your vengeance against these video stores?
They're overpriced candy and their late fees. I'm glad they're dead.
They had adult sections, Brock. That I think that would have roped you in a little bit.
No, I saw it, and that was no, because the people that are okay with buying adult videos in public are not the kind of person that I want to be. All right.
It was a good experience. You know, you'll never take that
ridiculous
from me. I don't care who you are.
I'm just glad it's dead. I hope those people look back and say, "What the hell were we doing?" Blake had a good one. He said the continued use of the penny and cash in general. I think we should be a cashless society. I'm sorry. We you know what? We can do it now. We could easily do it now. We could be a cashless society, and I'm excited for that day. I am.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing. The only difference is you have a piece of paper in your hand. I guess the thing that scares people the most is just you could press a button and wipe your account. Boom. Then you got nothing.
But, see,
but what is the paper? What if it's if the government says, hey, the dollar bill isn't worth anything anymore? You just have a piece of paper, right?
Yeah, pretty much. See, now, I'm all for
it. Is that why people collect gold and silver? Is that why they do it?
Well, see, now, here's the other thing, too, is, like, maybe someday that gold and silver and diamonds, like, there's no reason for diamonds to have the value that they have. None.
It's because somebody said it was worth something?
And they've said, exactly. Like, you're going to tell me that a bar of gold is actually worth something? The concept of money is something that we just did. Am I high right now?
Just made up.
For God's sake.
What did you say?
I said, am I high right now, for God's sake?
You are stoned,
aren't
you?
Let me tell you, man.
Listen to this guy.
The concept of money is just something that the government put in our heads to perpetuate the upper and lower classes, man.
I was just thinking, man.
But seriously, though, why did this little piece of green paper become the root of all evil when you say that? You know what I mean?
It's because people got to be centered somehow, and it seems that like a little piece of green paper will do it in a certain way.
We've done it, though, with cards now. You see someone with that black, you know, that black Visa card, you know, the platinum card. You're like, whoa, that thing's got like a $50,000 limit. I think the use of actual money will go out the window. I will, because right now the penny is worth less than what it costs to make. That does not make sense to me that we keep kicking these things out.
Are you on board with a one base income?
I don't see it all depends on what happens like with jobs. If everything's done by robots in the future, you know, and it's like, well, okay, literally no human has a job anymore. Well, then, yeah, we got to do something like that. But then it all goes out there. That's a conversation to have with,
that's with a whole nother topic
with 2050 us. All right.
We'll just say there are a lot of pros and cons to go with that, that conversation.
Yeah. We'll end with Bobby's. So what's something about modern society that will seem bizarre and strange to kids and young adults in 2050? Bobby said Cardi B. Grandpapa, what the hell is this?
What the hell? What's this? Oh, my God. Or how about just the Kardashians? You could put a lot of people in there.
You know what? Reality TV. Hopefully, by 2050, we can look back and be like, what the hell was this?
What were you doing?
Influencers. I hope that just seems bizarre. I hope TikTok and influencers and doing it for the Vine is all just a thing of the past. And we can look back and tell our grandkids, yeah, there was a lot of morons out there. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to use the one that we were talking about off air. Right before we got into this conversation was hopefully, God, it would be awesome if this happened. You'd never have to plug anything in again. You know, the people from the future are like, really? You had to plug it in?
Yeah.
Like just wireless power. Yep. Like you go anywhere and it's just in the air. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Your mom will like it because her vibrator always stays charged up.
Come on. Out of all of the things that it would benefit. That's the one thing that you think of. Brock, your mind. Question you sometimes. Now wirelessly.
Now wirelessly. You can take it on the go. All right.
No.
It was a good conversation, then you ruined it. Nice job, Hunter. We'll be back.
You ruined it. I didn't. Do you like